This is the Kelce Chevrolet Extra Inning Show, brought to you in part by EverDry Waterproofing. If your basement leaks, call EverDry. It's not dry till it's EverDry. CME Pipelining and Sewer Repair. For faster, cleaner pipelining and sewer repair, call the no-dig experts. Visit CMEPipelining.com today. Rumpke Waste and Recycling, official waste and recycling service provider of the Cincinnati Reds. Stone Statements. Bring your dream kitchen to life with Stone Statements. And by Kelce Chevrolet, the home of Kelce Truck Country, Route 50 in Lawrenceburg, the tri-state's newest and largest truck superstore, selling all makes and all models, plus lifetime powertrain protection from our family to yours for life. KelceTrucks.com on 700 WLW, the home of the Cincinnati Reds.
Hey, let's do this. Welcome in on a losing night, unfortunately, for the Reds. 5-4 the final. This is the Kelce Chevrolet Extra Inning Show. Visit Kelce Truck Country off Route 50 in Lawrenceburg. I'm Lance McAllister. We do this till midnight tonight. Let me open up those lines. 513-749-7000. 1-800-THE-BIG-ONE. We have a lot to sort through and deal with from tonight's game. Get your reaction as well. For me, three storylines. The end result, the comeback, and Hunter Green. The end result, a loss. No way around that. They're 6-24. That's tough to look at when you're 6-24. They led 1-0. Brewer scored the next five runs, but down 5-1. The Reds rallied on the comeback trail with three runs in the eighth. Trailing 5-4, they put the tying run on as the leadoff hitter in the ninth off of Josh Hader, but he slams the door on a 5-4 win for the Brewers in front of 10,445 at Great American Ballpark, meaning tomorrow is the rubber game of the series, 12:35, right here on 700 WLW. But to me, and look, part of this is where they are as a team record-wise at 6-24. But the way I look at it, tell me if I'm wrong, I think the biggest picture takeaway from this tonight is Hunter Green. I'm going to make him our Skyline Chili Feeling Good Player of the Game. Brought to you by Skyline Chili. Feeling good, it's Skyline time. Look, of the things you're going to take out of this game tonight that means something for the future, the record won't be remembered in the future, hopefully erased from our memories, but that performance by Hunter Green is something to take and carry forward for him. Now, he probably doesn't feel the best about losing, but let's consider what Hunter Green did. And I think that was a heck of an outing. This was facing the same team that beat the daylights out of him the last time he faced him just a week ago. 2 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 8 runs, 5 home runs. The last time he faced him, 5 home runs. What did he do tonight? It was a heck of an outing. 5 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. He did walk 4, but he struck out 6, gave up the home run. He threw a season high, major league career high, obviously, 100 pitches. To me, it was an excellent answer to last week versus the same team. And I think what can be built upon was he pushed through what I would call multiple confidence-building and learning moments. Those moments where things teetered a little bit, you thought, okay, which way is this game going to go? Can he settle down? Can he buckle down and make the pitch he needs to pitch as a 22-year-old learning on the job in the major leagues? First inning, he walks the first two batters of the game. And you're thinking, all right, is he gun-shy? Does he not want to go near the plate? Because the last time he did, he gave up 5 home runs. And what happened? He got a big strikeout to escape the first inning without any damage. Yeah, he threw 26 pitches, and he walked three in the first inning, loaded the bases, but didn't give up any runs. What does that mean? That means he settled down, and he figured out a way to get out of the jam. I like that. Now, he did give up a home run. It was the first hit of the game he gave up to Luis Urias, his major league leading 11th home run, but that same inning, if you remember, the liner off his foot off the bat of Lorenzo Cain put 2 runners on. So he'd given up his first hit. He'd given up a run. The lead was gone. It was now 1-1. He took a liner off his foot at 93 miles an hour. But what did he do? He battled. He battled Colton Wong for a strikeout. Threat was over. And if you saw what I saw when he walked from the mound, what was he doing? He was fired up. He pounded his chest. And he yelled something to himself. that's one of those moments you catalog in the back of your mind. The ability to get through a situation and not let the situation unravel and become something bigger. He left with one out and one on in a 1-1 game in the sixth. Tony Santion let him down out of the bullpen. He got saddled with the second run that he left on base, Hunter Green, when he left the game. That means he took the loss. But from my perspective, I get you want him to win every game. You get they're not good enough to do that. They've been good enough to win 6 of 30. But what this is about, whether it's comfortable to say or not, is building for the future, building a foundation with young pieces. Hunter Green is one of the biggest pieces to that puzzle for the future. You may look at the box score and say, 5 1/3, he walked 4, he gave up a home run, he threw 100 pitches. That doesn't do it justice. If you watched him navigate the game and settle in after a shaky first inning, I'll tell you what else jumped out to me. He threw 100 pitches. 49 of those, 47 of those were fastballs. 48 were sliders, per the website Baseball Savant. Going into this game, he was throwing, I got to pull it up here because I had written it down. He was throwing his fastball almost 60% of the time. Tonight, it was almost a 50-50 split. He lowered the number of the percentage of times he threw the four-seam fastball. He bumped up the number of times he threw the slider. The slider was nasty. It was a nice pitch tonight. I think he struck out 6. I think all 6 came on the slider tonight. So clearly an adjustment in how he was going to approach things. 48 sliders. There were 24 swings on that. He got 9 misses on those 24 swings. The fastball, he threw 47 times. He got 19 swings on the fastball, 2 swings and misses. He threw 5 changeups. Fastball averaged 98.4. He topped out at 100.5. Those are a lot of numbers for you. The most significant thing to take out of this is he got out of the first inning with no damage. He limited the damage in the fourth inning after he'd given up the homer, took the shot off his foot, and had runners on the corners. And he went into the sixth inning. Those are things he's got to feel good about going forward. Because let's remember, a week ago when he made his start, the conversation after the game, the conversation on social media, if I had a dollar for everybody who said it on Twitter or Facebook or email, they need to send him back to AAA. This isn't doing him any good. We talked about it. In fact, I was on that night. We talked about walking that line between learning something, it's serving a purpose, and it working to your detriment, whether it was chipping away at your confidence or making you, you know, making you doubt yourself and making you change the way you do things. And that is a fine line in the development of a pitcher. Kyle Bodie, the former Reds pitching coordinator, had a really interesting Twitter thread about that very line of thinking about what's best for Hunter Green. And the conclusion from Kyle Bodie was he's one of their best 5 starters, clearly. And what he needs to learn can only be learned on the major league level against major league hitters. And I think he learned a lot tonight against major league hitters. So Hunter Green is our Skyline Chili Feeling Good Player of the Game. Again, brought to you by Skyline Chili Feeling Good. It's Skyline time. That is my setup tonight. The end result was a 5-4 loss to the Brewers. I'd like to invite you into the mix as well. I'm curious what you took away from the game. Tell you what, 2 Brewers defensive plays. My goodness. I thought they had tied the game and the ball hit into the corner. The right fielder makes a heck of a sliding stop, up, and throw. And then Urias made the Urias. I wrote that down phonetically, and I still can't get it right. It was a soft liner, but made a diving stab, or that ball trickles through, and they may be still playing. How you play 9 innings of baseball with a total of 9 runs and it takes you 3 hours and 50 minutes is another story, by the way. And I'll give you the fourth talking point of the game, and I almost feel like I'm not going to apologize, but I feel like I led you to this if you went. We had talked last night in the pregame. Tonight was 3-2-1 Tuesday. For the first time this year, the Reds have drawn up a way to attract fans and reward fans on a 3-2-1 Tuesday by offering 12-ounce beers for $3, $2 hot dogs, and $1 ice cream cups. And they're going to do it every home game on Tuesday nights, 3-2-1 Tuesday. Great deal on the surface. Oh, man, the text started coming into me. I looked at my phone. I said, what is happening? And it was right around the third inning into the fourth inning. And the number of people who sent me a text tonight who said they went in pursuit of $3 beers and $2 hot dogs only to learn the Reds had run out by the fourth inning? How that happened? Now, if there's 40,000 people on hand tonight, I might say, hey, cut them some slack. You know, they didn't know what they were getting themselves into. It was a great deal. And in the end, but there were 10,445. Riddle me this, Batman. How do you not have enough $3 beer and $2 hot dogs to handle 10,445 fans tonight? Your calls will be next. This is the Kelsey Chevrolet Extra Inning Show. Deep breaths on 700 WLW.
The first victim was found in Pittsburgh in the summer of 2020. The last in Phoenix in the winter of 2022. 12 random people from 8 different states. The only thing they have in common, they were all killed with a lemon reamer.
This is the most vicious reaming I've ever seen.
Join us on the hunt for the Citrus Killer podcast.
There are a lot of shows to listen to these days. Make sure it's a show worth your time. I suggest The Scott Sloan Show.
I buff my butt to give you the best show I can every day.
Check out Sloaney tomorrow morning at 9 on 700 WLW. And be sure to catch his podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
New pitch. Swing and it's ripped into right field. Base hit and sliding is Taylor to cut it off on the track. Two runs are home. Almora Jr. held at third as Naquin ends up at second with a two-run double and the Reds are down one.
Well, Tyrone Taylor saved the tying run by his effort. That sliding stop had to be the reason that J.R. House, you have to hold him at that point. Once he gets to the ball, you have to hold the runner coming from first, no matter how fast Almora Jr. is.
That was the play of the night. We're going to make it the recap of the drive of the game brought to you by the BMW Store, the BMW Store where passion loves company. Hey, welcome in. This is the Kelsey Chevrolet Extra Inning Show on 700 WLW. I'm Lance McAllister. Yeah, that play. I mean, it was a big hit by Tyler Naquin. He was down 0-2 in the count, bases loaded. The Reds were down by 3. He smokes one on the sixth pitch of the at-bat, battling back from down 0-2 towards the right field corner. Taylor moving from center field towards the right field, moving from his right field position towards the line, does a slide to get around the ball and cut it off and comes up and throwing it in. J.R. House, I mean, you're looking for how aggressive the outfielder is and how quickly he's coming up with it. It was perfectly executed, and the relay came in like that, and the stop sign went up, and that run did not score. It cut it to 5-4, but that was it. We'll make it the drive of the game. Tyler Naquin, a two-run base hit to cut it to 5-4, your final score. The Extra Innings is brought to you in part by Western and Southern Financial Group, helping to make Cincinnati the best place to live, work, and enjoy life. 5-4 the final tonight. Brewers beat the Reds. They'll go for the rubber game of the series tomorrow at Great American Ballpark. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Sharon, welcome to the Kelsey Chevrolet Extra Innings Show.
Hello. Hey, thanks for having me.
Hello.
Hello.
Sure.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was just listening to the food situation and the drink situation, and it just, I was like, are you kidding me? Come on, you guys, just make it right. You know, if you run out, you know what you do? You say, what would you like? You want a can of Miller Lite? You want a Budweiser? What? You just sub in, and you make it right. And you fulfill what you said you were going to do. And, you know, what you get from that, the goodwill and the, you don't say we ran out. You don't run out. You don't put a promotion on if you're, I mean, come on. Like, you're the Cincinnati Reds. You can't put on a promotion and then say we ran out. So just, you know, if you got to give them a sausage, give them sausages. What would you like instead? You want a Guinness? Here's a Guinness. I mean, come on. Just it just blew my mind that they would have a promotion and say, oh, well, we ran out of the cheap stuff. So Sorry, guys. I mean, come on. It's like you said, what was it? 10,
not the best of, 10-4, 45. Not the best of first impressions for an attempt at something they're going to do for every Tuesday home game during the season. The idea is great in theory. You know, it's great. It's a midweek game, and you think, hey, you know, here, let's add an incentive. Maybe some families want to come, bring the kids. They're going to get dollar ice creams. They're going to get $2 dogs. Sharon, thanks for the call. I'm getting a little bit of feedback there, but by the fourth inning, it's not a minor league baseball game. It's a major league baseball park, and there was only 10,445 people there. I'm not going to get worked up because the excitement comes from what Hunter Green did tonight. We'll do more, including a check on the scoreboard, take a look at home run leaders in major league baseball, check on the headlines, what Mike Minor did on the minor league level of significance for the Reds, what Wade Miley is doing at this moment on the mound for the Cubs, and so much more to get to. Well, let's check the bottom of the hour right now. Final tonight, Brewers 5, Reds 4. We continue with the Kelsey Chevrolet Extra Inning Show on 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
You can add Target to a growing list of retailers taking steps to unionize. This is the 1130 Report. I'm Rob Carpenter, breaking now.
Workers at a Target in Christiansburg, Virginia, filed paperwork this week with the National Labor Relations Board requesting permission to hold a union election. The group, which calls itself Target Workers Unite, says employees' pay isn't keeping pace with the surge in costs of living and that employees are doing things that aren't in their job descriptions, from filling online orders to unloading trucks. Target says it's committed to listening to its workers and creating an environment of mutual trust. Nearly 60 Starbucks locations have voted to unionize, along with an Amazon warehouse in New York City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Latest traffic and weather together. Delays continue tonight through a construction zone in northern Kentucky, northbound 7175, approaching Kyle's Lane.
The resurfacing of I-75 from the Ohio River to the Western Hills Viaduct is now underway. Single and double lane closures start each night this week before 10 o'clock and are in effect until 6 in the morning, starting with the northbound side. Then this coming Friday night at 9 o'clock, it shifts over to the southbound side of I-75 and all lane restrictions will be lifted by 6 on Saturday morning. The repaving of both directions of I-75, including the ramps between the river and the Western Hills Viaduct, lasts much longer than this week. It'll be part of our lives until the late fall. I'm Matt Reese, News Radio 700 WLW.
Now the latest forecast from the Train Heating and Cooling Weather Center on News Radio 700 WLW.
Wednesday morning, partly cloudy, mild, a low of 62. The rest of our Wednesday is partly sunny and a slight chance of a shower, my high 83. At night, partly cloudy, and we're down to 59. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning, Chief Meteorologist Steve Raleigh, News Radio 700 WLW.
Nice night continues, 71 degrees. Let's head to Warren County.
42-year-old Abby Lee Brown of Xenia and 30-year-old Richard Schaller Jr. of Clarksville were traveling south on Harveysburg Road in Massey Township Tuesday afternoon when Ohio State Highway Patrol says the right side tires of the vehicle drove off the right side of the road, with the driver overcorrecting, losing control, driving off the left side of the road, overturning with the vehicle coming to a rest on its top, with both Brown and Schaller ejected from the vehicle. Brown was pronounced dead at the scene. Medics were able to revive Schuller, who was flown to Miami Valley Hospital with life-threatening injuries. I'm Sean Gallagher, News Radio 700 WLW.
Here's a Reds update. Cincinnati battling all night but could not catch up to Milwaukee. Reds fall 5-4. Cincinnati starter Hunter Green pitching pretty well but did suffer the loss. He is 1-5. Final game of the three-game series tomorrow afternoon at Great American Ballpark. First pitch set for 12:35 right here on the Nation Station.
700 WLW Cincinnati. Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. 700 WLW, an iHeartRadio station.
There are jewelry stores, and then there's Genesis Diamonds, the cutting-edge industry leader, the pioneer.
the extra innings. Visit Kelsey Truck Country off Route 50 in Lawrenceburg. I'm Lance McAllister. Extra innings brought to you in part by Western and Southern Financial Group, helping to make Cincinnati the best place to live, work, and enjoy life. Let me run through some of the headlines of notes from throughout the day. The latest note would, of course, be the Reds lost tonight 5-4. They'll go back at it tomorrow, trying to win the series. That'd be their second straight series win. They hand the ball to Vladimir Gutierrez, 12:35 first pitch here on 700 WLW. Another day, another round of transactions. Mike Moustakas activated from the injured list. Ronnie Dawson was returned to Louisville, and pitcher Robert Duggar was outrighted to Louisville. Down on the farm tonight, Mike Minor made a rehab assignment start at AAA Louisville. He pitched well, three innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts. He needed just 31 pitches in three innings, 23 of those were strikes. Former Red Wade Miley making his Cubs debut tonight versus the Padres. He's been out dealing with a sore elbow since spring training. He is out of the game. Three innings, five hits, five walks, three runs. He threw 64 pitches. The Cubs and Padres tied 3-3 in the sixth. ESPN reports former Bengals defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi spent the past 2 days visiting with the New York Jets. His free agent deal with the Bears fell through when he failed his physical earlier in the offseason. The NFL schedule release is Thursday night, but the NFL released another teaser this morning. It'll be Broncos and Rams to hook up on Christmas Day at 4:30 on CBS and Nickelodeon. Tom Brady has agreed to join Fox Sports as its lead NFL analyst whenever he stops playing, perhaps 2032? The New York Post reports it is a 10-year deal worth $375 million. 10 years, $375 million. That makes it the largest contract in sportscasting history, more than doubling the $18 million a year paid to Tony Romo by CBS and Troy Aikman by ESPN. Soccer, Lamar Hunt, U.S. Open Cup play resumes with FC Cincinnati in round 32 action tomorrow night. The Orange and Blue at the New England Revolution for a 7 p.m. kickoff from Gillette Stadium. Catch it down the dial on ESPN 1530. College baseball, Xavier beats Michigan again, 10-3. They swept the season series. They met twice this season. Xavier winning in Ann Arbor today. Congratulations to the Musketeers. Those are your headlines. How about some home run leaders around Major League Baseball? Brought to you by Kelsey Truck Country, Route 50 in Lawrenceburg, the tri-state's newest and largest truck superstore, selling all makes and models, plus lifetime powertrain protection from our family to yours for life. KelseyTrucks.com. And by Papa John's Pizza. Could use some Papa John's right now. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, perfect for the ball game. All right, couple of names for the list tonight. Josh Naylor, again, of the Guardians. He homered tonight. Last night, he hit the two-out grand slam in the ninth to tie the game, then hit the three-run home run in the 11th. That was the eventual winner. Tonight, he comes back and hits another home run, number five of the season. Aaron Judge hit his first career walk-off home run, a three-run shot, to beat the Blue Jays 6-5. The Yankees have won on walk-offs four times this season. And Harrison Bader tonight of the Cardinals hits a two-run inside-the-park home run. He becomes the first Cardinal to hit an inside-the-park home run in St. Louis since Vince Coleman in 1985. Holy cow! And if you've seen the highlight, Harrison Bader almost lapped Yadier Molina coming around third base. It's like, hurry up, go. You know, Yadier, he's old and worn down as a catcher after all those years. And Bader had to, like, put on the emergency brake to keep from passing him on the base paths. Those are your home run leaders in Major League Baseball. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, a major shout-out and a life-saving effort turned in. I exaggerate a little bit, but not much. We had a issue in our house with plumbing and water and leaking issues and a spigot in the front of our house. And just it became a major hassle. And I called my guy, Brian, from Arlinghouse Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And I said, is there any way I could get an appointment and have somebody come out today and like that? Chadwick Isler was at my door this morning at about 7:45. He took care of the issue. He busted his tail for about 2.5 hours, and all of our plumbing and water and leaking issues are taken care of, and our house is restored to order, and there is no longer any panic. So major props to Arlinghouse Plumbing, Heating, and Air. They're my guys. Their motto is they're the happy house guys. They certainly left our house happy today, so thanks to them. I very much look forward to working with them again this year. I hope they're back with our Bengals coverage. They were tied in with our Bengals coverage last year and presented our fantasy football fix every week. We had a blast with it. But thank you to Brian, and thank you to Chadwick. And the cool thing, Chadwick came out, you know, and we're panicked and like, you know, what is this going to mean? What are you going to have to repair? How much is it going to cost? What is it doing to the walls and the foundation and everything else? Chad took care of all of it, explained everything as he was doing it, gave us an estimate. It was exactly what he said the estimate would be, and cleaned up everything and was gone in about 2 hours. And as again, order was restored in the McAllister household. So shout out to Arlinghouse Plumbing, Heating, and Air. All right, let's grab some more calls. We've got an On This Date in Reds History coming up in our final segment tonight, and a couple of other updates to get to, but let's go here. How about, well, let's go cell phoning. Hey, Philip, welcome to the Kelsey Chevrolet Extra Inning Show.
Thank you. Thanks. First time, long time.
Hey, welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was at that Reds game tonight, and I went to the concession stand in the seventh inning and got four $2 hot dogs.
Nice.
And they had switched over. I said something to the girl, and she said they had switched over to the bigger hot dogs, the ones that they normally charge $5.99 for.
Hey, so how about that?
Did something to make it right tonight.
Now, that's nice. That's upgrading the experience. You went from a $2 hot dog to almost a $6 hot dog.
They upgraded the beers also. They upgraded the 12 beers also. So
you broke up a little bit.
They also upgraded the beers, too, from 12-ouncers to 16-ouncers.
Now, that's how you salvage something that has gone sideways. Kudos and props for that. Absolutely.
So I just wanted to let everybody know because obviously your first caller wasn't very positive about that. So,
yeah, well, you can understand. Philip, thank you for the call. You can understand it was a new promotion meant to draw people in, and their first time experiencing it. By the fourth inning, there were people who didn't have hot dogs and beer because they had run out in the fourth inning. Now, props to the Reds for rallying and salvage things on the back end of that, but I don't know how that happens when you have 10,445 in the park. I don't know what you would have been planning for that you would. Now, what we don't know is how many different booths or sections ran out. I can't believe they all ran out at the same time. So maybe it became a matter of the concession stand in this section what did run out. Let's go to this one, and there was something there. If you're going to do it, you're going to roll it out for the first time. What do they say about first impressions? You never get a second chance to make a first impression. But I do like the upsell, the added ounces of beer, and the upgrade on the hot dog. That is very well done. Hey, I've got a blog at 700WLW.com, and the blog is presented by my friends at Modern Office Methods. Think your technology is safe? Think again. At Modern Office Methods, they know how important it is to keep your printed documents safe and confidential. Check out momnet.com. That's momnet.com. If you go to the blog, you're going to get a recap of tonight's game, some Bengals stuff, some flashback stuff, Johnny Bench on the David Letterman show from years ago. You can watch that. Our brewery visit number 44 from this past weekend. We stopped in Loveland, found a great place. All of that and more in blog form at 700WLW.com. How about here on a sell? And Jake, welcome to Kelsey Chevrolet Extra Innings.
Hey, Lance, how you doing?
I'm well. What's on your mind?
Well, I think we'll move away from the 3-2-1 deal. You know, I think the last couple of callers have kind of covered it. Let's talk about Hunter Greene a little bit. In my opinion, sure. You know what? I think he killed it. I think he had a couple of struggles with the first few batters in the first inning. At the end of the day, I mean, he absolutely smashed it out of the park 100%. I'm sitting here with my buddy. I think who they bring in the second. What was it? Stantillion? Is that who they brought
Tony
in
Santillan.
Next?
Yes. Yes.
Santillan. Yes. Oh, my Lord. Are you kidding me? I think after that, they threw the game, in my opinion. You know, you had Sims, who most of the time is stellar. It killed it again tonight. Strickland, again, four hits. I can't tell you how many earned runs off the top of my head here, but, you know, Warren also came in and killed it. I think a lot of people are selling the Reds short as far as offensive firepower is concerned. I think we got the firepower behind it. But the second that we get into our bullpen, man, oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, the score speaks for itself here. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, and thank you for the call, Jake. I mean, they were down 5-1, and I had a bullpen than Reds bullpen. That's not a shock, but you were seeing it because the Reds bullpen was handed a 1-1 game and turned it into a 5-1 game. Now, then on the back end, the Brewers bullpen almost gave it back. Devin Williams, who's usually really good, was very shaky. He became 5-4, and even Hader walked the leadoff hitter in the ninth, putting the tying run on base. But you're right. When the Reds have a lead and can slot things on a normal night with their winning side of the bullpen arm, so to speak, it's a whole different game than if you are behind versus the arms that you have. They don't have the depth of that bullpen. Lucas Sims is getting better as he gets even healthier. But you're going to have those moments, and you're going to have those guys where Hunter Strickland, they hope, will be better. He's been hot and cold, and he drives me crazy sometimes watching him pitch. But Tony Santillan, he gives up a hit, he gives up a run, he gives up a walk, he hits a batter. And suddenly, two runs have scored. Hunter's run scored, and then his own run had scored. And so you've dug the hole. It's just, but that's the way it's going to be with this team. It's very easy for David to slot things if they've got a win going to the seventh. It's much different. You can't use your best relievers every single day, and you're not going to use your relievers in most cases when you're behind. So what you need is some of the guys you're using when you're behind or tied to be able to come in and hold the fort and just calm things down to let the offense have another crack at it. And they put him in a hole of 5-1 tonight. The offense gets the three runs and had a chance, it looked, to tie it, if not for a big defensive play. Thanks for your call, Jake. Good to hear from you. Do it again sometime. We'll head down the stretch, figure out an on this date in Reds history and more. Kelsey Chevrolet, Extra Innings, 700 WLW.
McConnell here with some exciting news. You can also listen to me in the morning on your smart speaker. See? Told you it was exciting. All you have to do is say, hey, Alexa, turn on 700 WLW.
When Natalie was diagnosed with cancer, she took control of her health. When Natalie wanted to help other people with cancer...
All right, let's head down the stretch on the Kelsey Chevrolet Extra Inning Show. I'm Lance McAllister, and let's head back in time, figure out what happened on this date in Reds history. We begin on this date, 1913. The Reds play their first game at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, losing to the Dodgers 9-3. 1939, Reds pitcher Paul Derringer appears in a New York courtroom where he is being sued for $25,000 on an assault charge. The charge was brought up by an associate of New York Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia, who claimed Derringer punched him at a hotel in Philadelphia during the 1936 Democratic Convention. What? This date, 1942, Reds earn a double shutout in a sweep of the Cardinals at Crosley Field. They take game 1-1. They take game 2-3. How about 1947 on this date? Yul Blackwell begins his string of 16 consecutive wins with a 5-1 victory over the Cubs at Crosley Field. Blackwell tossed a complete game and would not lose again until July 30th. He would finish second in the MVP voting that season. This date, 1966, Reds pitchers retire 31 consecutive batters during a doubleheader sweep of the Braves in Atlanta. Jim Maloney retired the last 15 batters in Game 1. Don Notebart, I believe it is, and Milt Pappas took care of the next 16 batters. 1970 on this date, Pete Rose hits a two-run homer of the ninth to beat Ferguson Jenkins and the Cubs at Wrigley Field. 1984, Frank Pastore two-hits the Expos for a 2-1 win at Olympic Stadium. Let's go to this date, 1987. Red starting pitcher Ted Power is stung on the finger by a bee in the first inning at Riverfront. Power was treated and then recorded a career-high 11 strikeouts and a loss to the Pirates. And finally, this date, 2009, the Reds hit five homers, including a pinch-hit blast with two outs in the bottom of the ninth by pitcher Micah Owings. Remember him? But they lose to the Cardinals 8-7 in 10 innings. All of it happening on this date in Reds history. Let's take a look at the scoreboard brought to you by our friends at Encore Technology. Visit encore.tech. There is one game of great significance at this moment. They have gone to the bottom of the eighth, and there is a no-hitter in progress. Reed Detmer of the Angels has gone eight innings of no-hit baseball against the Rays. What is interesting, he has struck out just two strikeouts, but leads the Rays 8-0, going for a no-hitter as they'll go to the ninth. Let me look at his pitch count. He has thrown 94 pitches. You would assume he'll go back out for the ninth. Justin Verlander earlier tonight came within five outs of a no-hitter. The Astros won their game. Verlander lost a no-hit bid in the eighth inning. He was five outs away from tying Sandy Koufax with four career no-hitters. Get this, it was the eighth time that Verlander has taken a no-hitter seven innings or deeper, tied with Randy Johnson for the second most all-time since the expansion era of 1961. Nolan Ryan, 23 times pitching a no-hitter seven innings or beyond. Holy cow. Hey, thanks to H. Hafner & Sons for their involvement on Sports Talk. They are your trusted go-to for Sports Talk and the Kelsey Chevrolet Extra Inning Show. They're your go-to for all your gardening and landscaping needs. Visit Hafners.com. Hafners offering so much more since 1923. One final note. On my podcast page through the iHeartRadio app and at 700WLW.com, I added another fantastic flash.